How to reach the DMARC reject policy for the ultimate protection against phishing and spoofing. The article discusses the importance of implementing a strict DMARC reject policy to prevent unauthorized emails from reaching recipients' inboxes. While industries handling sensitive data aim for this highest level of enforcement, achieving it requires careful monitoring and gradual progression from P equals none, monitoring to P equals quarantine, partial enforcement, before reaching P equals reject, full enforcement. DMARC enforcement and policies. DMARC enforcement ensures unauthorized emails don't reach recipients by setting policies to quarantine or reject them. This protects against phishing, spoofing, and brand impersonation while also improving email deliverability. The three DMARC policies are P equals none, a monitoring mode where no action is taken, but reports are generated to track authentication failures. P equals quarantine. Emails failing DMARC are placed in spam junk folders, reducing phishing risks while allowing some engagement. P equals reject. The strictest policy, blocking unauthorized emails entirely to prevent fraudulent use of a domain. Steps to achieve full DMARC enforcement. Deploy SPF and DKIM weeks 1-2. Set up SPF and DKIM to authenticate outgoing emails. Monitor with P equals none months 1-2. Analyze reports to detect authentication failures, misconfigurations, and unauthorized email sources. Gradual quarantine enforcement months 3-4. Start with P equals quarantine and increase enforcement gradually using the PCT tag. Example PCT equals 25, PCT equals 50. Full quarantine months 5-6. Set PCT equals 100 so all unauthorized emails land in spam. Strictest enforcement months 6-8. Transition to P equals reject in phases, increasing the PCT tag to 100% over time. Ongoing monitoring. DMARC reports should be continuously reviewed to ensure legitimate emails are not affected. Organizations should adjust policies based on false positives to maintain proper email communication. DMARC report offers support in managing and analyzing these reports.